It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Steve Newsom. Hey, Steve.
How are you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very well.
Excellent. Thanks for reaching out with this terrific new tune called Simple Things. We'll talk about that in just a second. But since the last time we talked, how's everything going for you?
The kind of ups and downs like everybody's been experiencing. I'm sure the COVID has kept us, released us for the summer and then brought us back together and pinned us all down again. But we've managed to get some shows in this summer. That was good. And then, you know, we did a show here at Cook County, and that's been good. So things are looking up. You know, we're finding a way through the mess.
I heard that show at Cook County was pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
It was a really good show, yeah. Barry's been doing great things there at Cook County and bringing bands back in there. You can tell the people are loving it. They love seeing the live music going, and, you know, it doesn't matter how old the crowd is. They always love the good music. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, like we said, Steve, you've got a great new track here called Simple Things. Tell me about that song.
Yes. Well, Simple Things was one of those songs that we're kind of didn't really expect to have come down the pipe, but all of a sudden it did. And Bart McKay there, he was the one that produced on and did the engineering on that one. He came up and said, you know, this song's just kind of right suiting for you. And so we listened to, I always try to listen to these songs dry, like no looking into the past or who's written it or anything else. I just want to hear if the music's going to hit me or not.
Right.
And, you know, see if it's going to go. And I started listening to it. And off the bat, it was like, well, that's definitely, it's a little out of our wheelhouse. Because, you know, more traditional country and try to keep it that vibe. But in the same boat, good song's a good song, right? You know, and as we started looking into it a little bit more, it turned out that it was written by Brothers Osborne, so TJ and John Osborne, and Derek Rattan.
Yeah.
And proof in the pudding where the, you know, good song is a good song, and when it's written by good, great guys, it's solid talent like that, you're bound to get a good song. So.
Exactly. Well, you and I know that that songwriting is a craft, and it's really cool, Steve, that you go into that with blinders on, and you don't want to know who the songwriters are firsthand because that may sway your vote a little bit, right?
It does. Yeah, you know, and there's great opportunities for it all, and you know, get you know just the associations and everything else that go along with it, and you know, opportunities to work with these artists and songwriters and stuff. But you know, in the same boat. It's got to be a good song, right? You know, that's when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it has to have that good song that you're willing to be able to put your name on it as well and sing and play this song for years to come.
So. Yeah, you bet. Is it too early to talk about stuff going on next year for you?
Well, so far we've got, we're back at Cook County on 5th February, but yes. Other than that, you know, the year's still young, so we got high hopes that, you know, all the gears that we've been putting in and the work we've been putting in the last year or two here that's going to come to fruition, and we're going to try our best to get back in the studio here and do some more recording. And but so far, yeah, it's kind of a blank slate, and it's kind of nice to have that opportunity to look forward to it and see where things are going to come down the pipe. So
yeah, well, I mean, anybody who knows you and your music knows that you love to play in front of a live audience. So let's get that going next year for you and see how it goes.
For sure, yeah, it's always nice to be able to sit in front and see the people's reactions and how you know it. The energy is just there, and it speaks volumes when you can you know test the music against the people.
Yeah,
and see what you know. That's when you do know whether a good song is a good song or not, too, right?
So yeah, the fans will let you know.
Yeah,
you bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way there, Steve?
SteveNewsom.com. Mm-hmm. You can check us out there and Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram, all us on socials. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, probably the best plan of attack is just you know. If you want guaranteed in news and whatever else going on, it's, check us at SteveNewsom.com and we'll know what's going on. And there's contact information there. Sure. We're hopefully going to have some merch links up here so we can do this online merch sales idea here that people are using and try to get some merchandise out to people that were wanting it and that we can't get out to deliver personally yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's a learning process for everyone, right? So,
It is. Yeah.
You just be patient. Everybody just needs to be patient, and and it'll be fine, right?
That's right. Be patient, be safe, you know, do the due diligence, wash your hands.
Yep. You bet. You bet, buddy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this this new tune of yours, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks again, Cal, and thank you for all you're doing, and you know, keep the music going and stay safe.
Steve Newsom on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.